So we are holding on Mem Aleph Amud Aleph, the fifth line, still in the middle of discussing the question of how we know that a mitzvah has to shave his hair davka with a razor. So the Gemara says, "Verabal Yezer, my time a Yalef Miroshe." Now, so we learned yesterday we had that the Chachamim say that the Chachamim said eventually we learned it from the fact that it says Zekonai, that a mitzvah shaves his beard. And the point is that since they hold the only way of shaving that a person is chayav for is when he uses a beard, is when he uses a razor. So therefore, and we learned that automatically, therefore, it has to be that the mitzvah is for him to shave with a razor. Otherwise, we said, for one thing, if he was able to use other things, a malkit or a hitney, tweezers or whatever, a plane or whatever those things were exactly, then he should do that. And that way he's not over on the loisessa and then he's still mekayim the essa. Plus also then the Torah didn't have to mention it at all. And we would have understood that he could use a malkit or a hitney and even use a tar and it wouldn't have needed to say the word zakana at all. That was all according to the Chachamim. Meanwhile, Rabbi Eliezer holds that we said that when it comes to shaving the beard, a person uses a malkit or a hitney, he would also be chayev. Well then, the question is, so according to him, Rabbi Eliezer, my time a yalef me roshoy. So why does he learn from the word roshoy? So we said that he's learning from the dinim of cutting off the payas. And then from the fact that it says by the Metzora, it says the expression that he needs to cut the hair on his head. So to Tanya, we learn in a braisa, roshay matamad leimer. So actually the question of my timer really we have in many places in Nazir, so it's actually a Yerushalmi type expression, that my timer doesn't mean why, it really means where does he know this from? So really what it is Rabbi Eliezer, my timer, where does he learn it from that a tiglachas mitzvah has to be with a razor, given that he's not learning in the same way as the Chachamim, because according to him, after all, you could use a malkit and rehitni, if a person used a malkit and rehitni on his beard, he'd still be chayev malkus. Then according to him, where is the source, since it doesn't say the word tar by mitzvah, and we learned before that you can't learn it by a mamatzinu from a nazir and the levim, then how does he know it? So the Gemara says yalef mi roshay. He learns it from the word roshay that it says in the pasuk, where it says that the nazir where it says that the mitzvah has to shave his hair, the hair on his head. Detanya, roshay matamad loyma. We learn in a braisa. When it says roshay, why does it need to say that? If the pasuk says that he has to shave all the hair on his head, or all the hair on his body, automatically that includes the hair on his head. So what does that come to teach us? So lefisha nemagabi nazir taula yaver roshay. Since by a nazir it says that a razor shouldn't pass over his head, yochlaf nazir mitzora kain. You would think the same thing should apply to a nazir who became a mitzora. That we're going to talk about that concept in great detail later on in the mesechta. That you can have a case where a person was a nazir, and then in the middle of his nazirus, he became a mitzvah, and you have dinim about that. What happens is the fact that normally, as a nazir, he's not allowed to shave his hair, in this case, that's suspended because of the fact that he's a mitzvah. So you would think the same thing should apply. Tamad lema roshay. Therefore, the pasuk says the word roshay, and from that we learn that even though he's a nazir, he's still having become a mitzvah. Then that overrides the regular thing of not shaving his hair, and therefore he does in fact shave it. In fact, the Rambam expresses it. The idea is because when he's a nazir, basically what happens is when he's a nazir, of course, his hair has kedusha and he's not allowed to shave it. Then when he becomes a mitzvah, what happens is the kedusha of his nazirus is in effect suspended. So therefore, so now he's able to shave his hair. Tosfos discusses over here that why doesn't Rebbe Eliezer just have the regular fact? A regular yid is not allowed to shave his hair either, because after all, then he'd be shaving his payas. So why does he dafka have to learn that we're talking about a nazir who became a mitzvah who became a nazir? So he says. So Tosfos says one possibility is Rebbe Eliezer may hold that shaving the whole head, payas included, is not considered hakafa. So there we've talked about this here and there. We're going to talk about it in more detail later in the Masechta. That you might have that only if a person shaves the payas and leaves the rest of the hair, then he's over, but maybe not necessarily. Maybe if he shaves his entire, all his hair, payas included, then that wouldn't be this iser. That's one way of pointing it out. Another point is also because you could say it's a regular because the fact that esa docha loisessa under normal circumstances, Rabbi Eliezer has a different way of knowing that from the din of kilayim and tzitzis. So therefore he needs this. So therefore he's only going to need the word roshay to tell us that specifically by a nazir, where even though you have the loisasa in addition, that a nozir is not allowed to shave his hair, and he has the esev gado pera, nevertheless the mitzvah of the mitzvah overrides that.
According
to Rabbi Eliezer, this braisa that he learns it from the word merosha, but the Gemara says mimai. Still, how do we know that that's the case? Maybe you could say that according to Rabbi Eliezer, even if he cuts the hair, even if he removes the hair with a malkita rehitni, those various tools that we talked about yesterday, tweezers or penknife or whatever, maybe he would be chayav, maybe mitzvah ka'ovid, maybe he is accomplishing the mitzvah of a nozir, v'chitema tar lomali, and then you're going to say, in that case, then why does it need to say, so in that case, why does it even need to say the mitzvah by the nozir, why does it even need to say the word tar? And to have the word roshoy to teach us that when he's a nozir who became a mitzora that he shaves, you could argue lememra. Maybe it's coming to tell you afdafilu b'tar. Maybe it's coming to tell you that you could even use a tar sakudat chamina. After all, otherwise you might think to say ho v'gabin nozir ki yavid b'tar mechayev. Given that by a nozir when he does it with a tar, then he becomes chayev. Gabin mitzora nami lechayev. Maybe a mitzora should also be given that according to Rabbi Eliezer, using a malkit and rehitni ought to be valid as well. Kamash malon. And therefore, the word Roshay is telling us that he's not chayev in the case because he's a nozir mitzora, because he's a mitzora specifically. Therefore, he's not chayev for shaving his hair, even though normally he would have been. So, but again, how does that show that a mitzora specifically has to use a razor? Maybe it means he could use a razor if he wants to, but he could also use a malkit or a hitni if he wants. So the Gemara answers, no, that won't work. Again, if you were to say that he could use a malkit to rehitni and he'd be accomplishing the mitzvah, and he'd be accomplishing the mitzvah of giluach, then midloy kos of tar, well then you would say that since in fact by the mitzvah it never says the word tar in the first place, we only learn it from a ribuy. You would say kirish lokish. We would learn like the way Rish Lokish says that an essay is only deicha lois essay, only when you're doing it in a way where you can't accomplish both of them. So here again, Rabbi Eliezer would say that you could use a malkit or a hitni, and according to him, at least for the hair, for when it comes to the beard, fine. He's saying that malkit or a hitni is. For a beard, he says that malkit or rehitni is chayiv. He never says that about the payas. So therefore, at least for the payas, he should be able to use that and not be over on the issue of tar. Precisely because the Torah does not say the word tar, exactly that, because it's not enough to learn from the word roshoy. We have to have an actual pasuk, because like Rish Lakish said. So that's what Rabbi Eliezer says. Ultimately, that is why we need the word roshoy, because otherwise, with the word roshoy, according to him, we need the word roshoy, because otherwise we would say that he should use a malkit or a hitni, and that's that. In fact, Tosfos points out, by the way, that when we came to yesterday, we talked about the Braisa. According to the Chachamim, we had two questions we said. Also, the pasuk could have not said anything, and we would learn that it by a kavachomer from a nozir. Why don't we do the same thing over here? And Tosfos says because by a nozir you only have the one lav of cutting his payas, but by a nozir mitzori you have two lavim. You have the lav number one of these a nozir, and number two of cutting his payas. So therefore, you would think that it's not going to override it, and therefore you need the pasuk to tell us otherwise. Okay, so according to Rabbi Eliezer, that's what we're learning from the word roshay. Okay, so the question is, v'rabbanan hay roshay my daushi day. Well, then, what are the chachamim learning from the word roshay then? According to them, you don't need it, because according to them, the fact that the nozer has to use a razor, we learn from zakonai. So the answer is they're saying that yes, it is true. We need to know that the mitzvah of a mitzora shaving is doicha the iser of shaving his payas. Titania, as we learn in a braisa, when it says loisakivo pasroishchem, you're not allowed to shave the corners of your head. Yochalaf mitzora kein, you would think of mitzora is the same thing. Talmud loimer. What about the pasuk says that he should shave all his hair? So, okay, you could say it would mean the hair that he's allowed to cut. Or also, you could say that, let's say you have a person who already is lacking his payas, so then the Torah is saying he should shave the rest of his head. Maybe you would say, though, that if he's... that if he has payas, and it would be an isser to cut them, maybe he's not allowed to. So how do you know otherwise? Talmud Lomer Roshoi, therefore the Chachamim say that is why it says the word Roshoi, and we learn from that that the Mitzvah shaves his payas even though normally he shouldn't. Okay, well, the Gemara says, Lovely the Michtav Roshay. So why do we need to say the word Roshay? The typically Zakonai. We already have the typically mi Zakonai. We already have it from the word Zakonai. The Tanya, as we learn in the Braisa that we learned before. Zakonai matamad lima. Why does it mention his beard? Because we said before, it says you're not allowed to shave the corners of your beard. Yochol af mitzora kain. You would think a mitzora is the same thing. Tamad lima Zakonai. And then it said, therefore, it says this is Zakonai. So we already know that the shaving of a mitzora, where he has to shave all his hair, unlike a nozu who only has to shave the hair on his head. Fine, but how do we already know that the mitzvah of the mitzvah shaving is overriding other mitzvahs. So why do we need why do we need both Rosha and Zakonai? So lamali lemichtav Rosha, lamali lemichtav Zakonai. So why does it need lamali lemichtav Zakonai? So why does it need to say the head and the beard? Why, what is each one teaching us that we wouldn't have had from the other one? So the Gemara answers. In fact, we need both of them. If the Torah only said skonei and not roshei, you would say, you know why he's not chayev? You know why there's no problem when it comes to cutting his payas such that we need a posik to allow it? Because anyway, if he shaves his entire head, if he shaves his entire head, then including payas, then he's not over. As we said before, this is the matter of hakafas kol harosh. We can say that that only if a person hakafas harosh, literally the Torah says lo sakifu, you're not allowed to round the corners of your head, meaning that you shouldn't have a straight line going from the front of the head to the back, which would be if a person shaves off his payas, then he has that straight line left. He has that straight circle around his head. That's what the Torah is asking. But if a person shaves off all his hair, payas included, then maybe he's not chayev. So we would have thought that. So then by Matsoda, then in that case, there's no, you're not being over on the Isser in the first place, because the Isser is only shaving off the payas without the rest of the head. Meanwhile, the Matsoda is shaving off the rest of the head and the payas as well. One reason, in fact, that the Rambam gives a reason. What's the idea behind the mitzvah of loisakifu pasrushchem? Because Goyish priests used to do it in those days. They would shave their hair in such a way. Well, then if you're shaving off your entire hair, all the rest of the hair and the payas, then you're not being like them anyway. So in any case, if it said zikonay and not Roshoi, you would think that maybe in the case of Roshoi, in fact, when the person is shaving off all his hair, maybe in fact there is no Isser in that. So therefore, there's nothing for the Torah to be matter. Therefore, Lahochi Kosa Rachmana Roshoi, that is why the Torah says the word Roshoi, to make it clear that even if you say that Hakafas Kola Rosh, Shmo Hakafa, even if you say that shaving off everything, the whole head plus the payas, is considered Hakafa, and it would be also, nevertheless, in this case, the mitzvah of the nozer overrides it. The E Kosa Roshoi, Velikosav Zakonoi. And on the other hand, if it only said Rosha and did not, if it only said his hair and did not, his head and did not say his beard, Hava Amina, then you would think Deosi Esav Adoches Loisaseh. You would say Hava Amina. You would think, say Mashma Tauti. So fine, you're learning two things from the word Rosha. Deosi Esav Adoches Loisaseh. Number one, you're learning that an Esa overrides a Loisaseh. The Mashma Da'akofas Kol U Mashma Da'akofas Kol Rosh Shma Hakofa, and we can also learn that Hakofas Kol Rosh is considered Hakofa. So fine, we would learn both of those things. Va'akati B'Tam and Olon. But after all, where would we know the concept that you have to use a razor? The whole point is we've been working out how we know that the Mitzvah has to shave with a razor, given that it doesn't actually say in the pasuk the word razor in connection with him. That is why the Torah wrote the word zakonai, the beard, and that teaches us that in the case of a mitzvah, even though normally it's also to shave the beard with a razor, here he has a mitzvah to use a razor. But again, we said that if it weren't dafka with a razor, then anybody would be able to, because then you could use a malkut or a hitni. Now, on the other hand, Tosfos and Lur and the Rosh point out that the fact is, it only says like sashkes, it only uses the expression that not to destroy only by the corners of the beard. It doesn't say that by the corners of the hair. So therefore, in fact, by those, in fact, a person is also to cut those with scissors as well, to cut them too close to the skin. So itaka you have, when a person leaves payas, there does have to be a minimum length of payas that are not cut, even if a person is cutting them with scissors. As usual, the definition of hair in halacha is lokofreshin leikron, where it's long enough to bend the tip until and then reach the root. So that's the minimum length. Lamaisa, of course, people usually leave their payas longer than that. As long as you're not shaving it ke'en tar, similar to a razor. So there's several Tosfos in over here that discuss different points in this. One of them, if a person is a nozer and a metzora, and there's two lavim and an essa against him shaving his beard, where are the chachamim getting that even then that the shaving of the metzora overrides all of that? And Tosfos says, okay, we learn it all from Meiroshoi. We learn it all from the word Roshoi. Once the Torah is saying Roshoi, then it doesn't matter whether he's a nozer or not, and we say that it even overrides. We have by the Kohenim, you have the extra Esa that it has by them, Kedoshim Yiyu, because again, it repeats these mitzvahs about the beard and the payas by Kohenim as well, and it includes also an Esa that they have a mitzvah saseh to be Kodosh and not to do these things, and nevertheless, it overrides even for them, so therefore it works no matter what. But once we say, normally, yes, we say Esa Deucha Loisa San, no more than that. But here we're saying that it will override even when you have multiple Loisa Says and S's. Tosfos also goes on to discuss the point that. That when it comes to shaving the payas, a person is chayav for that, even if he's using ke'en tar, even if he doesn't use an actual razor, even if he uses, let's say, tweezers or what have you, and pulls out his payas, he would still be chayav because that would still be considered hakafa. Because again, by the payas, it never used the word tashlis, so therefore it doesn't mean that it has to be an actual razor, unlike with the beard where we said it has to be an actual razor, we had said it has to be giluach sheyesh by hashchasa. By the payas, it doesn't say that expression. Okay, shkayach.